This episode of The Truth includes strong language and mature themes, including references to addiction.
Pete. Hey, Pete. Albert's out front looking for you.
What, right now?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was coming in today.
No, he just kind of dropped in.
Oh. Hey, do me a favor. Just tell him that I'm not here right now.
Oh, well, Tommy already told him that you're working. Something wrong?
No, of course not. It's all good. It's all good.
Ah, here he is. My brother for another one.
How are you?
Oh, how am I, man? I'll tell you how I am. Pete, I am the best I ever been. I got my health. I got my family. I'm the happiest guy in the world. I hate to be that person, but I got to show you a picture of my grandson. I just can't help it. Will you look at this kid? 3 years old. Isn't that sweet?
Very.
And he's so affectionate, always holding on to his little brother's hand like that. I tell you, I could eat this kid up.
Listen, I was going to call you.
Yeah, I know you were. I know. So look, I brought my Cadillac in for you to check out. It's been making this weird sound. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. If you want to leave it, I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, good. And, any other thing?
Right.
Look, I don't like to embarrass you at work like this. But, you know, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah, I know. Look, I got things coming. I just need a little more time.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking it might actually be better for you to come with me for a quick ride. It's a very subtle kind of sound the car's making. I only really hear it when I'm on the highway.
You want me to come with you for a ride?
Yeah, quick one.
Well, things are pretty busy here right now, Al.
That's all right. It won't take long. I insist. Hey, right there. You hear that?
You don't have to hurt me, Al. If that's what you're thinking, I'm honest to God, not trying to screw you over. We're going to make this okay.
Shh, there it is again. What is that?
What do you want me to say? I'm a degenerate. I know I messed
up. Pete, will you relax? I'm not out to humiliate you. I think I got a solution that's going to make us both happy.
You do?
Yeah. I want to show you something.
What is it?
It's a surprise. Ta-da!
What is this, Al?
It's your second chance.
Second chances make for good stories. I mean, I certainly like the idea that given just one more opportunity, I'd be able to fix all my mistakes and make everything right again. But real life's a little more complicated than that. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and today's story is about second chances, failures, and the friends we make along the way.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me. But Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
And now back to Degenerates.
Beautiful, isn't she?
Where did you find this?
Oh, man. An estate sale in Pennsylvania, rotting away in some old cowpoke's barn, if you can believe it. Ever seen one before?
Not in person. No.
I actually drove one of these once at a state fair back in 1983 or 84. And there are only maybe 6 or 7 of these left in the world. And they're all in museums. So, what do you think? Is it salvageable?
Man, it's hard to tell just by looking at it.
You know, I already got a buyer interested, offered me $2 million, sight unseen. So, it'd be really great if you told me it was.
The frame is completely twisted. Body's rusted to shit. Engine's probably all corroded away. And the make is so rare, you have to fabricate practically the whole thing from scratch.
Well, I guess you'll have your work cut out for you. Here's what I'm prepared to offer, Pete. You get this car back in its original condition, drivable, and we'll call the whole thing even. You won't owe me a red cent.
You're for real?
For $2 million? Yeah, I'm for real. I'm serious.
It's in really bad shape.
I'm going to Bosnia next week to close a deal with a partner of mine. I have no idea how long it'll take, but before I go, I will set you up here with anything you need. Parts, equipment, whatever. So what do you think? Fair?
Yeah. That's more than fair. I really thought you were gonna break my arms.
Break your arms? Pete, I need those arms.
Oh, hello.
Hey, you must be Pete.
Yeah? Who are you?
I'm Ro.
Okay. Who are you?
I'm Albert's niece. Great niece, actually. I'm gonna be your apprentice.
You're gonna be my what?
Apprentice? Assistant? I'm here to help you with your car.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to tell you about Ro. She kind of dropped into the picture unexpectedly. Kid's been in California for the past couple of years with her dad. But she sort of came back unannounced the night before. I don't know, she does it sometimes.
And you're a mechanic?
No.
Machinist?
I don't think so. No.
But hey, I think being in a shop's gonna be good for her, and I'm sure you'll appreciate the help too, right?
Wait, how old are you?
Almost 19.
Listen, let's get on a plane, but we'll talk all about this when I get back. In the meantime, I want you to know you were doing me a big favor just keeping an eye on her, okay? And you're gonna like her. She's a pip.
Hey, good morning. I brought you a Danish.
You were supposed to be here 3 hours ago.
Was I? Sorry, shit. I overslept. Oh, you want help with that?
No.
You want your Danish? All right. Guess I'll leave it then. So, what's so special about this old hunk of junk anyway?
It's a 1949 Ascot Pegasus.
Oh, nice. That doesn't actually mean anything to me, though.
There were only a handful ever made.
And why is that?
It's too well built for its time. The rest of the car industry got together to crush it. It was the first automobile to have seat belts.
Wow. Okay. I mean, still just looks like another old car to me, so I don't know. I mean, it definitely does not seem worth $1 million.
$2 million.
Dang. You sure you don't want some help there? Hello? Earth to Pete. You know, I'm sensing a little bit of an attitude thing. What is it? You don't like women?
I don't like being spied on.
Who's spying on you? Wait, you think I'm spying on you? Why?
I don't need anyone keeping tabs on me, okay?
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but I'm not spying on you, dude.
No? Why are you here?
Just keeping out of trouble.
And what kind of trouble would that be?
I'm a drug addict. Well, I'm a recovering drug addict, actually. I'm staying with my mom right now, you know, in a kind of halfway house situation, just until I get myself back on my feet. Albert thought it would be good for me to learn how to do something with my hands at the same time. You know, a trade. You too, huh?
Me too, what?
You're an addict too, right?
No.
Come on, sure you are. You're a degenerate gambler.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. You're building a car for someone for no money. You think you're being spied on. Just putting the pieces together. Plus, Al already told me. So do you go to meetings? Because I find them very helpful. All right. I see I'm touching on a bit of a sensitivity, maybe. We don't know each other well enough for the deep stuff. That's totally fair. Okay. Well, I'm a Gemini, which means I love talking to interesting people and finding myself in strange situations. And my mom was in labor with me for 32 hours. I guess that's why she fucking hates me. And when I was a kid, I had a dog named Puddles, and he was fantastic. But he died of dog tuberculosis, which I guess is a thing. I don't know. I mean, that's pretty much me in a nutshell. Okay, your turn. All right, fine. How about I prompt you then? You got any kids?
Yeah.
How many? More than one?
Yeah.
They all live with you?
No.
One mother or spread out among several?
Enough, all right?
What? I'm just trying to bond here.
Don't bond. Work. Or leave me alone to work in peace.
Just waiting for those marching orders, Chief.
All right, here.
What do I do with this?
You scrape.
Scrape what?
The rust.
But it's all rust.
Then you scrape all of it.
Shit, dude.
This is Vincent calling again with Atlantic Consolidated Debt. Just want to inform you that an attorney retained by this firm has been authorized to pursue all means necessary to resolve this matter between you and my client. You can't run away from me, Mr. Silva, so don't be childish about it. Pick up your phone.
End of message. To erase this message, press 7. To message erased. Next message.
This is Vincent calling again with Atlantic Consolidated Debt. I just wanted to inform.
Message erased. Next message.
This is Vincent calling again.
Hi, how you doing? Give me Churchill Downs 37, 200 run up 4. Actually, can you make that 300?
So this is supposed to make the engine work?
Yeah, we'll see.
Are you like an engineer or something?
No. Just a mechanic.
How come you're not an engineer?
How come you're not in school?
So can I ask you a question about yourself?
Nothing stopped you yet.
Why do you like gambling so much?
Back off.
Come on, something's got to draw you to it.
Nothing draws me to it.
Oh, that's such bullshit. You see, this is why you should be going to meetings. Do you want to know my favorite thing about doing drugs?
Not really.
Come on, yes you do. Ask me. Ask me.
What's your favorite thing about doing drugs?
Getting high. I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, how does someone with such a mathematical brain who's so particular get hooked on something like gambling?
You're giving me a lot of credit, all right?
Do you have a favorite thing that you like to gamble on? Like, you know, there's gotta be something you like. Or are you just an all-around degenerate?
I like horses. Are you happy?
I am happy.
Great.
Thank you.
Let's move on then.
You finally are talking to me. Thank you, Jesus. You know, this is how conversations get started, maybe even friendships.
We're not going to be friends, are we?
You know, I've never even been to a horse race. We should go.
That's not a good idea.
Come on. Okay, here. I'll make a bet with you right now. If you can get this engine to start, then we celebrate by going to a horse race.
I said no. Okay? Listen, motherfucker, I know my rights. You're not allowed to call me more than 7 times in a week, and you're not allowed to call me after 9 p.m. This is harassment, so fuck off.
Hey, Pete, it's Ro.
What the fuck time is it?
Oh,
what are you calling me for?
Is it that late? I'm sorry.
What is it?
I'll let
you
go.
What do you want?
I'm wondering if maybe you could come pick me up. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know it's super weird, but so I'm kind of like high at the moment, and my
Jesus.
Mom just threw me out of the house, so. Pete? Did you fucking hang up?
I'm here. Where are you?
And we'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, we want to tell you about some folks who help make this show possible. And now back to Degenerates.
My boyfriend and I were being stupid. Okay, we smoked a joint just to relax a little bit. And I mean, I figured what's the big deal? I mean, it's just weed. It's not even a drug in my opinion. My mom is all hung up on this gateway bullshit as if she doesn't smoke herself, which I know for a fact she does. Now keep in mind, we're not even doing anything, okay? We're just watching TV, you know? Just like hanging out. But she freaks the fuck out. Throws a huge fit. You dumb bitch, you're fucking your life up. You're hanging out with degenerates, X, Y, and Z. Just kind of overkill in my opinion. I mean, it's just weed. So, she threw all my stuff in this, trash bag here. I guess you could call it tough love. Do you mind if I smoke in here?
Yeah, I do.
A cigarette, dude.
I mind.
I really kind of need it, though, is the thing. Come on, I'll crack a window, okay? Yeah? Sorry.
Where am I taking you anyway?
That is the question. So I know this is a peculiar situation, but I thought I might be able to stay with you for a couple of days. You know, just until I get my shit together.
With me?
Yeah.
You don't even know me.
I mean, I know you. Look, I get a good feeling off you. I mean, even if you are a little prickly or whatever. Plus, us addicts gotta look out for one another, you know? Like, we gotta take care of each other, am I right?
I'm not an addict, all right?
Gambling is an addiction, bro. Look, I'm not messy or anything. Like, it won't be a big deal. I'm very clean.
Why don't you just stay with your boyfriend?
Oh. Oh, no, he's not really my boyfriend.
Stay in a hotel, then.
Dude, I'm not in a good place right now. I really don't think I should be alone. Come on. Don't make me beg here. Please.
What are you doing?
Cleaning your oven.
What for?
Because it's disgusting. I mean, you've got like mold and shit in here. Have you seen this? How'd you let it get like this?
I don't know. I guess I just never noticed.
Well, you're probably giving yourself like, I don't know, 4 different types of cancer living like this.
I made pasta.
Hey, Pete. You asleep?
Yes.
I just wanted to thank you for letting me crash here like this. I mean, we don't know each other. We don't know each other that well, and it really means a lot to me that you're helping me out. I really appreciate it.
It's fine.
I mean, if you want, we could have sex together. I mean, I'd be totally down for that, if you want. Or, yeah, we don't have to have sex. We could just, I could just sleep in here with you. Or whatever.
Go to bed, Ro.
I'm hoping everything's okay and you have some good news for me, Pete. Business deal's done, handled brilliantly, if I do say so myself, and I'll be home in 2 days. My buyer was hoping to come up on Friday to have a look at the car, so I'm counting on you to make sure she's cheering.
I don't get it. Here, hold this piece real tight for a minute.
This one?
Yeah.
So I've been thinking, what happens after we're all done here?
With the car?
Yeah.
Albert's gonna sell it.
Just like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair. Right? It just doesn't seem fair to me. I mean, you're the one putting everything into it. I mean, you're literally rebuilding it by hand, like... You're like its mama.
It's Albert's car.
Yeah. Fucking capitalism. Makes the world go around. I mean, do you really think it's worth $2 million?
Absolutely.
So if all things were fair, you'd be entitled to $1 million of that. Easily. I mean, right? Like, at least. Just how much do you owe Albert anyway?
All right, Ro.
I'm serious. You don't owe him $1 million. Do you?
No.
Then he's ultimately cheating you out of what's rightfully yours, just saying. So what I'm thinking is, what if we took the car and sold it ourselves? We could split the profit, you know, 75-25. You know, since I'm the apprentice and whatnot. And then, what does that come? 1.5 for you, 500,000 for me. Not too shabby, so what do you think?
I think the field coil wasn't tight enough. Try it now.
All right.
Hey, now! Will you listen to that baby purr?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Just step back and appreciate that for a second.
So, when are we going to take the ogre out for a spin?
I think not.
Seriously? Just a little test drive? To celebrate?
This car is worth more than both of our lives combined.
Oh, come on, Pete. I know it's killing you not to drive this thing.
Nope.
You can't fool me, Pete. I can see right through you.
Was the sound of a direct drive torque converter in place of a conventional transmission setup, which was unheard of in 1949.
Wow.
I mean, the engine on this thing alone is worth writing a book about. 589 cubic inch water-cooled flat six. Did I tell you this was modified from a twin-engine plane?
When do I get a turn?
Not on your life. My God, is that a beautiful sound.
I have to say, this is a nice look for you.
What look is that?
I don't know. You're a living person? It just, it works for you. That's all I'm saying.
I think it's time we head back to Albert's garage.
Come on, let me just drive it for 2 minutes.
Nope.
1 minute then. What the hell is that?
Not sure.
Whoa. Hell yeah.
All right, easy. Easy. Shit.
What's wrong?
Hold on. Oh, shit. Fuck. Shit. Shit. Bro, are you okay?
I think so. Are you okay?
I think so.
Fucking hooray for seatbelts.
Just tell me one thing, Pete. Is it fixable? I mean, come on, if you fixed it once, you can fix it again, right? Right, Pete?
I'll do my best, Al.
Your best doesn't mean very much to me right now, you irresponsible degenerate fuck! I want a guarantee!
All right, calm down, Uncle Al. Jesus Christ, it's not his fault. The car's a batshit design.
Don't tell me to calm down! $2 million, you fuck-ups! I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean that. I'm angry. I know you'll do your best, Pete. After all, you're my guy, right?
How could I be so fucking stupid? That car is priceless. 1 out of 6 in the world. Why the fuck am I like this?
Why the fuck are you like what, Pete?
I think I really do have a problem. I think I really am a degenerate piece of shit.
Hey, Pete. I don't know if this is gonna make you feel any better, but I really preferred it when it was just a hunk of junk.
Thanks, Ro.
Original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Degenerates was written by Lewis Kornfeld and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Jamie Rivera, Phoebe Tyers, Michael Cullen, Lewis Kornfeld, and Hunter Nelson. If you or a loved one are struggling with problem gambling, the National Problem Gambling Hotline is available 24/7 and is 100% confidential at 1-800-GAMBLER. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, creator-owned, listener-supported podcasts. Discover audio with vision at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Cadence Mandiborough. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia from PRX.